Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door, and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alfin and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on and on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hal Holbrook was an American actor, television director, and writer. He first received critical acclaim in 1954 for a one-man stage show he developed, Mark Twain Tonight.
It's his idea, you see, that the deity sits up nights to admire him. He's the creator's pet. Now, you may wonder why. Well, because of his intellect. Man is a reasoning animal, such is the claim. Though I do think that's open to dispute.
Mr. Holbrook died January 23rd in Beverly Hills, California. He's buried alongside his wife, Dixie Carter, in Tennessee. The Super Bowl is this weekend as the Chiefs battle the Buccaneers. Bucks tight end Rob Gronkowski surprised two Advent health workers with personalized video messages inviting them to the big game. Belinda Spahn is a critical care worker at Advent Health North Pinellas.
Obviously, it's a dream of a lifetime to go to a Super Bowl. And yet, when you think about the reason actually behind the invitation, it's a bit surreal, and you gladly change it. If you could just turn back the hands of time and not have this monster called COVID, right, and sit home on your couch and watch it cheer the Bucks home.
Belinda was charged with caring for the first COVID-19 patient to be administered to the ICU back in April of 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Just a reminder for more information, everything you need to know about the show, including an archive of all the great guests that we've been able to bring on the show here, available to you. Absolutely free, because we're givers. We just make it available, no charge whatsoever. Download it at your convenience. Listen anytime. Pass it on to your friends and neighbors. Share the good word. Dr. M.D. Joseph Maroon is with us right now, and we've got so much to talk about. He is such a blessed man, but there was a period in his life when he didn't seem so blessed. And all that he's been able to experience as a result would not have happened had he chose another road, a road that has brought him accolades from people like Dr. Sanjay Gupta, New York Times bestselling author and neurosurgeon, Emmy Award winning medical reporter for CNN. He says that Dr. Maroon's book, Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life, has already changed me. I mean, that is quite the praise. John Sculley, former CEO of PepsiCola and Apple and author of Moonshot, says Joe Maroon is a highly respected physician whose curiosity and talent has shaped his own extraordinary life experience. His insights about how to achieve a balanced life are invaluable. Dr. Maroon, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate that. I'm very well, thank you, and looking forward to our discussion.
Well, our audience is going to be quite intrigued with your story. After becoming a world-class neurosurgeon, you felt you achieved success. I mean, you're 41 years old. You're riding high. Things are looking good until they stop looking good. What happened?
Well, within the course of a week, Bill, my father died of a heart attack, age 60. My wife understandably left with our two kids, and I had to quit neurosurgery. I no longer could function because of really depression and anxiety. And I literally moved into a truck stop with my mother that was bequeathed to her by my father, heavily mortgaged. And when one day doing brain surgery, the next day I'm flipping hamburgers and filling up 18-wheelers.
Wow.
And wondering, you know, how did this happen? And basically what the book is about is how you escape from such terrible depression, and anxiety, suicidal ideation. And, it came down to four things in our lives that are so critical. Number one, of course, our work. Number two, our family. Number three, spiritual. And number four, the physical. And a local banker asked me to go for a run around the high school track, I think, to see if I'd be alive long enough to pay the mortgage off.
Right.
But that run around the high school track completely changed my life. I was overweight, terrible diet. I made it four times around, said never again. But that night was the first night I slept in months. I went back the next day and then the next and then the next, increasing the mileage. And pretty soon is the unintended side effect of running and exercising and diverting my mind off of my toothache, My neurotransmitters in my brain got completely readjusted. My serotonin levels went up without drugs. My endocannabinoid system started to function again. My dopamine levels made me, I started to feel good, lose weight, my diet. The point of the whole thing is that adversity, if we survive it, like Nietzsche said, that which does not kill me makes me stronger,
right,
does make us stronger. We never choose it, but in the end, we can learn valuable lessons. And it got me back to neurosurgery in the most valuable and blessed part of my life.
Well, Joe, I want to talk a little bit about depression, because right now, as a result of COVID, things that we're experiencing in our culture today, depression is probably more pronounced, it would seem, probably as much, comparatively to when our country was going through, heavy depression era.
No question about it, Bill. This COVID epidemic is the biggest health challenge of the century. And with vanishing jobs, disintegrating families, and kids that are homebound, forcing incredible stresses on everyone, the suicide rate has gone up hugely, and the burnout rate has, in physicians, it's over 50%. Intensive care workers, ICU workers, emergency medical people, even rheumatologists, the burnout rate is over 50%. And in everybody else in the country, the stresses are such that we're overworked, overcommitted, overwhelmed, and out of balance.
Exactly.
And the whole thing, and everything in our lives, Aristotle said, seek the mean between extremes. In other words, be balanced, homeostasis, as we say in medicine. And
exactly.
How do you get there? And that's what we can talk about.
Well, and again, I want to consider, this fear factor that has been thrust into the bloodstream of not only America, but the world. I mean, this is very dangerous because, as you discovered, I mean, whether we're talking about depression, any strong emotion, anything that takes you and knocks you off balance does not serve you well. And metabolically, our bodies respond to what happens in the psychological and in the spiritual realm. This is why God tells us repeatedly not to fear. And fear is a powerful force. He's aware of this. And we're cautioned not to embrace fear. But we are embracing it so much so that, as you mentioned, COVID has locked down schools. It's destroyed businesses. I mean, the disaster that has fallen upon our country, which is amazing, because you think on the surface, Joe, that we're smarter than this. We should know better. I mean, we've dealt with other diseases like the flu. And I was just thinking about it because we've been talking a lot about, kids not going to school and stuff like that. And I mean, for all these years, we've been dealing with the flu. And, they weren't running temperatures on kids all the time. They weren't locking down. The teachers weren't all fearful. But yet with COVID and then
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Back with you, fresh and independent. Apologize for the electronic interruption that happens on rare occasion, and this must be one of those special days because we have such a special guest, Dr. Joseph Marone, with his author of the book Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life. Joe, you were saying before we got interrupted that it started out with a challenge to run, and it is amazing how one thing. You know, whether it's running, maybe it might be some other diversion that would take place, would have such a radical effect on you. So evidently, with your metabolism, running and exercising was critical to flipping that switch.
Well, it's the mind-body connection, Bill, that we know that the mind, with anxiety, for depression, can make the body sick, ulcers, heart attacks, and things like that. But the important thing is the body can also heal the mind by running, by exercising, diverting my attention from my own inner pain and depression. It literally helped to reset or rebalance the chemicals, the neurotransmitters in my brain to a healthy state and enabled me to get back. You know, with stress, like you mentioned, the stress of all of the problems of the disintegrating families and job losses and kids, you know, it has a profound effect. Our pituitary gland and our adrenal gland makes a hormone called cortisol, which is the stress hormone that protects us in moderate degrees. But when excessive and continued stress, it literally is neurotoxic. It literally destroys cells in the brain, interferes with the lining of our blood vessels with heart attacks and also our intestines. So we need that homeostasis or balance, not too much, not too little of anything.
Exactly. Well, you know, as a neurosurgeon yourself, and now you have gone through, you know, kind of a cyclical process of seeing how the brain can heal itself and be rewired like this. I mean, does this like put you even in deeper awe of the miracle of life?
Bill, I've dealt with physical problems for the last 35 years. Trauma, brain tumors, aneurysms. I've become so much more conscious of the mental, of the mind and the mind-body connection and spirituality and the importance of thought. The wiring diagram of the brain is called the connectome. We have over 100 billion neurons and trillions of synaptic connections in our brain, and we are Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher, said, you can never put your foot into the same river twice. Think about that.
Yes.
Because the river keeps moving. Our brains are the same as the river. It constantly changes. Everybody listening to this show is going to have different synaptic connections in their brain after listening to what we say. It is constantly being modulated. So the information we put in constantly rewires, and you use that word, rewires our brain. It's never the same. It's like the flowing river. So the environmental inputs from our senses, olfaction, seeing, touch, hearing, taste, all constantly are modulating the function of our brain.
So, you know, I go to what, you know, I'm familiar with in terms of, you know, the spiritual aspect, which is the Word of God. And we're told to renew our minds. I mean, that is a powerful admonishment. And the reality, when you come to embrace that reality of renewing your mind, and basically we're talking whether rewiring, renewing, that we can, you know, get our heads on straight, so to speak, as our fathers used to tell us, right? Get your head on straight. Basically telling us that we just embrace too much stinking thinking. And this was injurious to us. They could see it clearly because they could see the trajectory we're on. We were young kids just running around like a bunch of knuckleheads, thinking we were having fun and not even realizing the potential damage down the road we are doing to ourselves, right?
Well, Bill, you pricked my brain for a quote from Isaiah. He said, "He who trusts in the Lord shall be renewed," or rewired, as you said,
right.
Shall be renewed. He shall rise up on wings like an eagle and run and not be tired and walk and not be fatigued.
Right.
So that renewal does come from our thoughts, our beliefs, our commitment to spirituality and meditation, and in Catholicism, the rosary. It's getting into that other space, that quantum space of the brain that really allows our magnificent brains to be renewed. You're exactly right.
Well, and I've got to tell you, when I first heard about you and we were introduced to one another, and then I saw your book, A Balanced Life, people who know me have realized, I mean, they just go, well, this has been your search, your life search. Even when I was diagnosed with cancer, I wanted to get to the root, and I still am pursuing what is that balance? What is that proper balance of those four disciplines that you talked about earlier? Because I believe once you find that balance, then whether it's your weight, your mental acuity, all the biological processes, come into play, and they hum along as a complementary effort, and you're not you're not opposing something. You're not operating on, when you're supposed to be operating on eight cylinders, you're not operating on six, and maybe another one is counter-opposing the benefit of one of the others. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Bill, the hardest thing in life, the Buddhist urges to be mindful, mm-hmm. be aware. And when I hit bottom with burnout myself, I was totally unaware of what I was doing and why. So it's seeking that purpose in our lives. You know, what's the real purpose of our lives? And then how do we achieve that purpose? And then how do we maintain the equanimity as we need, the homeostasis? Just like our kidneys process our electrolytes, our sodium, our potassium without us thinking about it, we need to get to that state with our minds that we're focusing on today. Not the regrets of yesterday, not the anticipation of the future, but really live in day-tight compartments today. And it's a very difficult task when you have the forces that you're talking about.
Right.
Am I going to get the COVID virus? Am I going to die? And then all the news that is so horrible, mm-hmm. the way the news is.
Right. Well, it's pure poison to the brain. And this is the way we have to look at it, right?
You have to turn that stuff off, mm-hmm. Because it's constantly influencing you in a negative way.
So if you're not aware that it is affecting you negatively and you just get caught up and you emotionalize like so many of us are doing right now, we're a mess, and we're going to be out of balance. And the next thing you know, disease is going to come in and.
Yep.
All these other things,
well,
and it's also subtle, right?
The obsession that we have with social media now psychiatrically is a major concern for mental health, particularly in kids. They're totally committed. It influences their decisions, their thinking, and it's a horrible situation for kids growing up today, the way we are flooded with negative information. And genetically, we're programmed from an evolutionary biological viewpoint, to pay more attention to the negative stuff as a preservative thing.
Exactly.
And, we're not, when we were on the savannah a million years ago, it was the negative things that we're looking for. So people appeal to that. The newscasters appeal to the negativity that makes us more sensitive and even more aware of what's happening because it registers more.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're operating in that spectrum of fight or flight, that's what you get, right?
That's exactly what happens. Fight or flight is the release of the hormones that constantly keep you high, geared up for protection, and then eventually destroys your immune system, and you get all sorts of problems.
Well, if you want a simple guide to a balanced life, take it from a doctor who knows. He's lived out what he shares in his book, Square One, This Simple Guide to a Balanced Life, Dr. Joseph Marone, who, by the way, and we didn't even get a chance to even talk about, is the doctor for the Pittsburgh Pirates as well. So, Pittsburgh Steelers. You see, I'm a baseball player, so I go to baseball all the time. So forgive me. Dr. Joe, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat. He was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alfin and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got a conservative lobbyist and Gen Z Republican who grew up in Seattle. He says that liberal leaders are failing the people they were elected to protect as left-wing mobs terrorize West Coast cities. Quill Robinson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Boy, you grew up in Seattle, so you've seen this groundswell pretty much from day one with interest because, hey, this is your city, your wonderful community and your people, and to watch what's come into Seattle has just got to be shocking for you.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, I was born and raised in Seattle, went to high school there, went to the University of Washington. I love that city. It's absolutely heartbreaking to see what's happened over the last couple of months. And what's particularly surprising, or, you know, perhaps not surprising, but unfortunate, is that even after President Trump left office, these folks are still out on the streets, breaking windows of small businesses, you know, creating terror on the streets, hurting the people that, you know, they're supposedly standing up for, and just making, you know, my hometown unlivable.
I don't think they're standing up for them, are they? I mean, they said they want to burn it down. They want to bring it all down. They want to destroy it. It's just they keep staying there in Seattle because they're getting away with it. I mean, in other cities where they were aggressive, I'm talking about law enforcement, they wouldn't stand for it. You know, they're not camping out there, but they're happy to camp out in Portland and Seattle because they seem to be coddled, you know, by the local leadership. Am I missing something here?
No, Bill, I mean, I think you're right. The leaders in places like Seattle and Portland need to back up local law enforcement and give them the resources that they need to make sure that there is law and order in these cities. And I think that for folks across the political spectrum, Republican or Democrat, you know, in these places, this is a fundamental issue of safety. It's beyond just politics. This is just about the safety of folks who live in this place. And it's untenable. It can't continue like this.
Well, how can you say something as crazy as kill cops? Now, come on. Seriously. I mean, you know, we've got defund police, kill cops. That's kind of been, you know, because of free speech and that. But the cancel culture cannot seem to cancel something as ludicrous as, you know, killing cops and lawlessness.
Sure. I mean, I think that a lot of the folks who, you know, saw the riots and the protests and, you know, a lot of the concern and you know, somewhat identified with the Black Lives Matter movement over the summer, I think there were a lot of people who heard what they were saying on a fundamental level, that there is injustice in this country, that there does need to be reform when it comes to our law enforcement, I think a lot of people agree with that. And I think that most of us can agree that we want to have, you know, a just society where folks are not unjustly hurt by police officers. That's something that we can all agree upon. But the thing is that a lot of these folks who are out there on the streets, that's not what they're doing. They're not trying to improve our system. They're not trying to reform our law enforcement institutions in a positive way. They're creating destruction and violence. What we need is law enforcement officers who are protecting communities, and we should strive towards that. And that's the thing, is I think that, you know, a lot of the folks in Seattle, while they may, you know, agree with that sentiment, they don't actually agree with what's going on now, and the folks who are creating this violence in the name of a lot of those movements don't actually represent them. And I think they're looking for hopefully new leadership.
Well, that's what happens when things get this emotional. Reason is thrown out the window, and people are acting on raw emotions. And, you know, and that's not to discount whatever feeling they may have. But even when you go back and revisit what happened during the Civil Rights era, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. didn't talk about destruction. He talked about reform. And, you know, and I think sometimes what people hear, they hear what they want to hear. And reasonable people hear, okay, reform. Do we need to reform some things? Have some things been, have some things happened within law enforcement to local communities that are questionable, that should be, they should be seriously discussed and visited upon? I agree with that. I think that is a reasonable concern, and there should be reasonable solutions. Burning everything down, destroying jobs, causing what, upwards of what, $2 billion of damage in the summer of love? I mean that is not that's not the American way of life, and it's certainly, you know, to have cities like Seattle and Portland, you know, hijacked and taken over by you know, leftist radicals that want to only, you know, steal and destroy. This does not bode well for the citizens. I mean, I'm an outsider. I mean, I've visited Seattle many times, and I see what's happening to that beautiful city, and I just can't help but grieve for the people there who, you know, rely on the city. They rely on, you know, the economy of the city, and all this is in shambles. And I mean, we're talking years to recover here, Quill.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, I think that while, you know, many of the leaders in these places like Portland and Seattle, well, they haven't explicitly supported the violence that's going on, they've failed to lead, and they're not living up to the expectation of protecting their citizens. And Bill, I think that creates an opportunity for those of us who, you know, who believe in law and order, in capitalism, in you know, opportunity, and in the American ideal. I think that creates an opportunity for us as conservatives to perhaps reengage with cities and actually say, look, there's a better way. And, you know, I think I just kind of thinking of another issue right now, a big issue in Seattle, something that people care a lot about, the folks that I grew up with, is the environment. That's something that we care a lot about there. And if you look at the leadership in Washington State, you know, take Governor Inslee there, greenhouse gas emissions have gone up by 8% during the time that he's been governor. And I think there's a good offer. I mean, if we came in there as conservatives and offered real solutions to the issues like climate change, like the environment, like reforming police departments, I think that conservatives would have a real shot of being competitive in a place like Portland or Seattle, because the current leaders, the Democratic establishment, this weird liberal thinking, is not actually supporting the voters and making sure that the issues that they're concerned about are being addressed. So I think there's a real opportunity there for conservatives come in and say, look, we have a common sense approach. We can, you know, we can have economic prosperity. We can have a safe city. We can speak to the issues like racial injustice and climate change and the environment that folks on the left care a lot about, and we do too. And I think we can show that there's a better way. I think that's a really important opportunity for conservatives to take advantage of.
Well, certainly, and there has to be an environment where that can take place, where, you know, people can, you know, speak their minds and share what is on their hearts without being canceled or berated or disqualified. And, you know, it takes a level of maturity in leadership and the people being led to come alongside to this end to realize, look at Seattle is better than this. What we're seeing is not reflective of the true heart of many of people like yourself who grew up there. And whether you want to identify with being a liberal or a conservative, you know, I'm talking about, you know, in a general context, I'm not talking about the radicals on the lunatic fringe that want to destroy. I'm talking about the people who just have a different way of, you know, at the end of the day, when you sit down and talk, I think everybody ends up pretty much in the same place. And so what we end up debating is process. And if we realize that it's just the process, the details of the process that we're trying to work out, but that the end game is still the same, boy, we can make a lot of great things happen, Quill, don't you think?
You're absolutely right. I mean, there needs to be the space for that dialogue. Mm-hmm. We can agree upon the problems, right? Like, we can agree that there needs to be reform, or that there's an opportunity for reform with our law enforcement departments. I mean, if we could agree upon that, say, hey, there is a challenge here, mm-hmm. and then have a civil debate about how to address that issue, that would be a lot more productive, and that's how we'd ultimately get to solutions. But if there's no room for civil discourse, and, you know, if there's violence on the street, there's certainly not room for civil discourse. That's just not going to work. I mean, that's a exactly. fundamental tenet of our society, right? Free speech, yeah. debate, having civil arguments that result in, you know, in real solutions that work for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, go down the list. They all realize that violence delays what the destination of where you want to be. It gets in the way. It becomes noise. And then the issue becomes about the violence instead of the real issue that you need to deal with. So it's a waste of time and resources. But, you know, only mature people, only reasonable people who understand history can get there. And as you say, and well said too, Quill, that it's a call for leadership. It really demands leadership standing up and being able to, you know, rally the forces for good in such a way to where you can have these conversations amongst people with disparate ideas. You know, that's the way to work. Well, Quill, we got to leave it there, but I thank you so much for coming on. Look forward to having you back. He's a conservative lobbyist, Gen Z Republican, Quill Robinson right here. Thank you, Quill. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
You know, it's interesting to note that, you know, arrogant people can't help but be arrogant, right? It doesn't matter how much is exposed. They just keep on going. It is amazing to me, especially with elected officials. Now, you would think that Joe Biden, with all that he, I would think anyway, he would perceive it as heat that he got regarding his son and his inner workings with China and other countries and how he was able to leverage his father's vice presidency for personal profit for himself and the Biden family, which has been very well documented. You would think that, you know, Joe Biden would take a giant step back, mother may I, you know, from anything that would reek of any kind of Chinese connection, right? Well, you would think normal people would do that. But when you're arrogant, that's irrelevant. Arrogant does what arrogant is. That's really what it boils down to. Luis Miguel is with us. He's the writer whose journalistic endeavors have shed light on the deep state. People are still wondering, what do you call it? Is it the deep state? Does it exist or not? Well, whatever you want to call it, there definitely is a force, a controlling force that is happening in the shadows and has been for quite a while. He also has taken a deep dive into the immigration crisis and the enemies of freedom, and he's here with us now. Luis, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's fantastic to be back with you.
Well, regarding this arrogance, you're pointing out that Joe Biden's pick for CIA chief has a long history of working with Chinese Communist front groups. Explain to our audience, if you would.
Absolutely. I mean, let's be frank. With the inauguration of Joe Biden, the true winner, really, wasn't even a Democratic Party. The true winner was China. That they got someone in the White House who's fully pledged to not do America first like President Trump, but really do China first. And part of that encompasses putting in people in his administration in high levels, high positions, who are totally in bed with the communist Chinese. So let's take an example. Bill Burns, he's the guy that Biden has picked to head the Central Intelligence Agency. So our prospective future CIA chief, currently working as the president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Now, the Carnegie, for those of you who, you know, some of you might be well acquainted with the machinations of the establishment of deep state, the Carnegie is like the Rockefeller Foundation, like the Soros Open Society. These are all very interconnected establishment organizations that promote globalism, promote socialism. Mm-hmm. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace has a long-time relationship with different entities that make up the Chinese Communist Party's United Front. Now, the United Front effort is a strategy of the communist Chinese regime to quietly neutralize sources of potential opposition to it and to promote policies that are favorable to Beijing in foreign governments around the world, including from the U.S. government. Now, during Burr's tenure at Carnegie, which he's been at since 2014, he promoted several events, projects, trips with dignitaries, influential people, working in close association with what's called the China-United States Exchange Foundation, better known as CUSEF. And CUSEF's ties to Carnegie go back to at least 2009. And CUSEF is well documented now by many observers, including U.S. government observers, as an integral part of China's United Front effort. And so during his time with Carnegie, Burns has sponsored people through, like, for example, the CUSEF, the founder of CUSEF, Teng Chihua. He gave a speech at Carnegie Endowment. He's also had lots of other people. So really what you have here is a case of a guy who has no qualms with working with the Chinese, which is, you know, there's no other way of putting it, one of the most dictatorial, oppressive, murderous regimes on the face of the planet in world history. And it's just another example of the many ways in which Joe Biden is empowering the Chinese through officials he's putting in. And, of course, with the policies he's doing, we've written about that in The American recently, things like making it easier for them to gain a foothold in our energy sector and so forth and so on.
Luis, how do they square up, you know, in some cases, these elected officials to, you know, defend and protect our national security from enemies, foreign and domestic? I mean, this is part of the vow they take when they become a government official, and especially at this level. How do they square this up? I mean, do they have their fingers crossed behind their back as they make this vow?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they did, some of them do it to kind of justify in their own mind. I mean, it is sad, frankly. It's tragic because they have taken these the highest vows to protect our country, our constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and they're acting completely in opposition to that. In many cases, it's because they're motivated by nothing more than power and greed. And like you were saying before I stepped into the conversation, in the Biden's case, the Biden family, it's exactly that. It's money and it's power. And we've seen youth exposed to in a lot of what's going on at TNA, New American. We've reported a lot on, for example, the Biden family, specifically Hunter Biden's ties to the communist Chinese. And in some cases, doing it at the expense of the United States by helping the Chinese to acquire American technology or to become more prominent in, for example, foreign energy or industries in which Biden simultaneously was making it so that the U.S. government, the U.S. economy was sinking or becoming less competitive in those industries. So again, it goes back to tossing out America first under Trump, switching it out for China first under Biden.
Right. Well, and we see with these executive orders right off the bat, what he's doing to the middle class, you know, Donald Trump clearly was the jobs president. It was all about jobs. I mean, that's all you heard about initially in the first several years of his presidency. And Joe Biden immediately starts cutting jobs and somehow down the line. Last time I checked, we eat every day, right? We need to put food on our table every day and support our families. Now, what's going to happen to all these people who have experienced a job loss because of the pen of Joe Biden? They're going to be retrained. Is this like a 1 year? Is this a 4 week retraining program that they're going to be able to make the same amount of money or better money than what they were making previously in the energy sector?
Yeah, exactly. It's like John Kerry came out and he said something along the lines of the people who are being laid off right now due to Joe Biden's policies, they're going to go and they're going to become the guys working in green, clean energy, whatever they want to call it. Basically, pulling Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, when they talk about, like solar energy, right? And keep in mind what the Obama administration did when they got a hold of a bunch of money, right? They invested the people's money with Solyndra, as you'll recall. I think probably close to $500 billion. I believe that was the figure that they had invested in Solyndra, which at that point made them an American company with American interests, right? And right off of the heels of that investment in Solyndra, they undermine the people's investment by allowing the Chinese to come in and underbid solar panels, and they put Solyndra out of business and evaporate $500 billion of the people's investment. Now, this is what the Democrats do. This is what Obama Biden did. So what's the forecast? Can we expect anything different, you know, from them? Because if the Chinese see a sector that they can jump on, forget about how much money the people have put into it. You know, as you say, with the China First policy, America's taken a back seat once again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the sad thing to say is, I think not only can we expect more of the same, but we can expect even more of that. I mean, Joe Biden is proving himself because of the influences he has, because of, he knows he has to play to the radical left that helped get him elected. He's going to might very likely become even more radical than Obama was if he can get away with it. Mm. So this is where it's so important for people at the state and local level to fight back. We're starting to see some pushback, thankfully. Mm. We just saw this week Greg Abbott, governor over in Texas. Now he's saying he's rolling out new policies to strengthen immigration, for example, in right. response to Joe Biden's practically virtual open border policies that he's enacted since being in office. So these are the kind of things where states in many cases are going to have to start taking things into their own hands, including on the China issue, including when it comes to foreign interests trying to creep into our country. Yeah. States are going to have to fight back if the federal government refuses to do so.
Hey, Luis, I do want to clear up something. I misspoke. I said $500 billion. I meant $500 billion. They had received $535 million U.S. Department of Energy loan guarantee, and they were the first recipient of the loan guarantee under President Barack Obama. He went there, you remember. They touted this whole thing. And just disgustingly, I mean, again, I am just appalled. But this is what happens when you have non-business people involved in business, business commerce. Barack Obama had no business, conducting business like this, and undermines it, and then laughs about it later on. If you recall, he goes, "Well, I guess those," and this wasn't relative to Solyndra. This was other things about the stimulus and all the money that was invested. And he said, "Well, I guess the shovel ready jobs weren't exactly shovel ready," and just kind of laughed about it. Well, you're laughing at the very people that were affected, who lost their jobs, that maybe expected and held out hope that there might be a job for them, and that just vapored. And I guess that's a joke for Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, exactly. These are people who, in many cases they're millionaires, but they didn't get it from, like Donald Trump, from actual expertise or awareness of business, but through corruption, through selling out their countries basically to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
And so they, they have no clue. Even if they wanted to, they have no clue
exactly
how to create.
Well, we got to leave it there. Luis Miguel, investigative reporter. Thank you, Luis. Appreciate it.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Are you a